I'm Casey Donovan, and together with Amy Malloy, we welcome you to another episode of The Space, a mindfulness podcast that's not like the others. On a Thursday, our theme for the day is all about you, exploring mindfulness tips for being your best self. Tonight, we're going to talk about Throwback Thursday. Whether you're into it or not, it's become part of our vocabulary. Facebook loves to show up with a memory. Friends love to tag us in a photo from 5 years ago. For some people, nostalgia makes us feel shitty. Look how happy we were. Look how healthy we were. There are benefits to Throwback Thursday. If we go down memory lane in the right way. According to research, getting nostalgic can help us to feel more connected and less lonely. It can boost our empathy towards other people and ourselves. And it gets easier with practice. People tend to have a healthier sense of self-continuity if they get nostalgic more frequently. What does this mean? Well, the more often we look back, the more connected we feel with our past. Instead of seeing our old selves as a different person and comparing ourselves to them, we see every version of ourselves as one. How can we get better at looking back? Dr. Konstantin Sedekidis, who specializes in nostalgia, recommends feeding your memory bank. As you go about your day purposefully, make and capture memories that will make you feel nostalgic in the future. He calls it building nostalgic to be memories. It can also help you to appreciate the moments in the present. This isn't about saying the past is better. It's about joining up the stages of life. So don't get pissed when someone tags you in a throwback post. They could be doing you a favour. I'm Casey Donovan, and this is The Space. Come back tomorrow for another mood-boosting episode, how celebrating your achievements can help you rest. Until then, space out.